Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
David, Sue, and Kendra at Magic 106.7. This is the thing we've been talking about off the air in the last couple minutes. I ask you, the Magic listener, where do you put your stuff when you get home? Where do you put your keys in your wallet or your bag, your purse when you get home?
I have a place that I hang my purse, and my purse has my wallet, my phone, my keys, everything.
Every day. Don't waver from that every day.
Nope.
So no one has to help you out by putting it away for you or anything like that?
No, and I can always find my things.
Yeah, yeah, that's what we're supposed to do. Same here. I put my bag on the little hall tree, hang it up on the hook, my keys, my wallet, everything are in my bag so I know where it is by the door leaving the house.
But
my husband seems to not know where anything. He can never find his wallet or his keys or his phone. I like no idea where anything is every day. Like when you come in, we have a little dish right by the door. Put your wallet, your keys, and your phone in the dish.
Yeah. Do you help him out by putting it there when he left it somewhere else?
I do. I always have to find it. Yeah. Is that just my house? Like, don't you have a place for it? That's where it's supposed to go.
We have a place in my house. I also have a bowl, which my wife gifted me at some point in the recent past when she decided she'd had enough of me leaving it everywhere. And so what would happen was I would leave it on the counter, I'd leave it on the other counter, I'd leave it somewhere, but I knew where it was. And she would help me by putting it away in my little mail slot, which we have. And then I would be like, where's my phone? Where's my wallet? I can't find. Oh, I put it away for you. Oh, yeah. Well, why don't you just leave it where it was? Well, she didn't like it where it was. So now I have the bowl.
Yeah. Isn't the kitchen a funny place in terms of where things go, though? It's like everybody has like the key area, the phone area, the wallet area,
the papers,
the junk drawer, the papers. I, of course, with my husband, we have the ongoing silent war with the stack of papers on the counter that he keeps putting in the junk drawer because he doesn't want to see them. And I'm like, the stack is over, way over to the side, and it just is things that I have to do something with. A bill I have to pay, something I have to call about, make an appointment about something to remind me. So that's like my little things to do. Mm-hmm. Every couple of days, without a word spoken, into the junk drawer.
It's gone. Yeah. And you know exactly where it is. It's in the drawer.
Yeah, and then I open it up and they're just shoved in the junk drawer and I take it back out.
We have a not dissimilar.
It's just.
We have a high counter between the kitchen and the family room. This is sort of a half wall, like a high counter half wall that separates these two rooms. And that is where the mail goes in our house. You bring the mail in, you throw away the stuff that's obviously junk and it's high. It's right on the corner. Everybody walks past it and you put it there. And I sense that my wife doesn't like it there because every once in a while, she's not very quiet about it. She's like big and dramatic, like,
let me take
this mail.
Oh, yeah.
I just put it in. Neaten it up and then stack it up and then stuff it in my, you know, so that it looks clear and what?
No,
is that a little bit? Is that a little much?
That was a little dramatic. Yeah. I don't think she's quite that dramatic, but no, we have the same exact thing because he doesn't want anything on the countertops.
Yeah,
but yet his stuff is all over the countertops.
Yes.
Yes,
and by the way, like that's just like it's one counter in the kitchen. The rest of the kitchen, by the way, you know, empty the dishwasher, put the things in the,
you know.
The rest of the thing looks
it's
like a crime
sitting.
Scene, but this little counter looks nice.
Yeah, no, and I'll say these are small things, right? I get it. Like people have bigger problems than this, but everybody can relate.
Yeah.
It's the little things like this that you're like, it's just like my husband never carries his phone with him.
Yeah.
I have my phone with
me
all the time.
All the time.
And if I try, I'll say, can you go to the grocery store? I made you a list. I made it all. He'll go. And then I'll be like, oh, I forgot to tell him to get mustard. Call. And I hear, bling, bling, in the junk drawer, his
right
phone
next
ringing.
To you. I know.
And I'm like, why?
Left it
right. He goes on errands and he leaves the phone behind.
No, what if I needed you? What if I needed an emergency and I needed
to
call
you? So now I say, have your phone in case I forgot to tell you to get something. Uh-huh.
You know what's great about this conversation is, Stephen is a police officer. I don't know if he's in the car. I don't know if he can listen or generally
he's
doesn't.
At work.
He's,
I think he's at a training right now.
Okay, so he's not listening. And Tom is, your husband Tom is on all kinds of calls. He's not listening, no way. My wife, I don't know. I don't think she's listening at work, but someone will hear this
and
will tell her.
And
because you remember we were talking about who does the dishes after? Last couple of nights, she's been like, oh, I'll get the dishes. I'm happy to clean up.
Right.
Don't want to end up on the radio.
So we have informants that have to tell our spouses that we're, you know.
Yeah.
I don't think this conversation is going to enhance my position for, well, anything.
Oh, your wallet's going to go out the window tonight.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.